We're going to start the joint meeting of the GAC Working Group and the CCP on human rights in 2 minutes. So if you're not staying for the meeting, please leave as soon as possible. If you are, please stay. Please take your seats. We're going to do it in start in 2 minutes. Please leave the room as soon as possible if you are not staying for this joint meeting. Thank you. Thank you for your cooperation. Thank you.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not participating in this working group session, and you're going to the GAC, and board social event. The social event takes place out in the garden where we had the coffee break.
Okay, 1 minute to the start of the meeting, so please leave as soon as you can if you're not staying for the meeting. Thank you.
Honourable representatives of the GAC, we're very happy to be able to be here with you to have a presentation of the cross-community working party on ICANN's corporate and social responsibility to respect human rights, together with the GAC Human Rights and International Law Working Group. Thank you also, co-chairs, for setting this up.
And I do apologize on behalf of the GAC for the late start. We had critical work in full flow, so I do appreciate your forbearance and patience. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Then let's, without further ado, go forward with a short update to the GAC of the work that the Cross-Community Working Party on ICANN's Corporate and Social Responsibility to Respect Human Rights has been doing. Next slide, please. Next slide, please. So, first of all, because we have little time, I'd like to, invite you to follow or join our work. The reports and the mailing lists are available at icannhumanrights.net. And we'll also have a working session, tomorrow from 5 to 6. Next slide, please. The cross-community working part, the history of... Next slide, please. Previous slide, please. The discussion about human rights has been going on in ICANN for at least 16 years, but it really reached a point of convergence at ICANN 50 in London with the report produced by Thomas Schneider and Monica Sonirucci, which was facilitated by the Council of Europe. It was presented at ICANN 50 in London, and there was a session on ICANN human rights at ICANN 51 in LA. This led to the establishment of the Cross-Community Working Party on ICANN's Corporate and Social Responsibility to Respect Human Rights and have its first session in Singapore, same with the establishment of the GAC Working Group on Human Rights and International Law. And there was also a new report published by Article 19. Then in Buenos Aires, there were several sessions with the GAC, but also with the ISPs, with the intellectual property constituency, and with other parts of the community. In ICANN 54 in Dublin, we managed to produce the first report by the cross-community working party that you might have seen, and else you can get it from the website. And here in Marrakesh, we are able to present the work of the 5 subgroups that we've been having, and we're having a number of sessions as well. I'll be giving you a very short overview, as it were, a little wine tasting of the work that we have been doing, and of which we hopefully can build together. Next slide, please. The scope of the cross-community working party is to raise awareness and to map policies and procedures and operations, to provide information and to be really a point of convergence for all the discussions that are happening now all around ICANN, and develop and explore guidelines and produce position papers. Next slide, please. So now, without further ado, I'll go forward with the tasting, or with the show of the exposure of the work as proposed, and I'll go forward to subgroup one, which is led by Marilia Machel. Marilia, please go ahead. Next slide, please.
Thank you very much, Niels. My name is Marilia Machel. I am a member of NCSG and also a counselor at the GENESO. And this is the reason why I won't be able to stay with you. I will need to speak and leave, because the GENESO is meeting at this very moment to discuss the voting that we will conduct on the CCWG proposal tomorrow. So we are pretty much on the same boat. Don't feel sad that you will continue to work, because there are parts of the community that are working as well. So the subgroup number one was dedicated to map the correlation between specific ICANN's policies and procedures with human rights. The need to develop a table like this came from the fact that after some iterations with the board and with parts of the community, there was a lack of understanding with regards to the specific rights that ICANN's mandate and policies were touching upon. And there is an understanding that ICANN is a technical organization, so there was some misunderstanding with regards to what we were talking about when we mentioned human rights. So the table is an attempt to try to single out the specific rights that are being impacted in ICANN's work. What we have mapped so far is the fruit of the work of the CCWP members, but not only that. I think it is important to emphasize that between doubling and now, this table has been circulated and shared with different parts of the community. So eyes of people that are part of registries, registrars, people that have been highly involved in the accountability discussions and therefore came to understand very much how ICANN works. They have run through this table, and I believe that now the table is not complete and of course should be seen as a work in progress. And ICANN as well is all the time starting to develop new policies, and we need to constantly update the table. But I think that now it's fair to say that we have reached a pretty comprehensive mapping of what we are talking about and which are the specific policies that are touching upon human rights. If you can come back one slide, please. So after our mapping, I believe that if we can single out, go back one slide, please. If we can single out the rights that are being impacted by ICANN's policies, we have a bunch of policies that are touching upon freedom of expression, and particularly in the new GTLD program discussions, and when we talk about right protection mechanisms. Another right that is being impacted is freedom of association, particularly in a new GTLD program, when we talk about the applicant guidebook implementation and how the community-based TLDs have been addressed in the process. You can move to the next slide, please. We have identified that there's also an issue related to economic and social rights. I will try to move forward because I know that we are short on time. Privacy issues maybe are the most mainstreamed in the organization, and there are several policies and contracts that are touching upon this right, such as the review of the HUI system, the registrar accreditation agreement, and DIDP concerns. Another right is the right to security, and of course we have DNSSEC on the table. And it was interesting for us, at least, to see how many procedures and policies are impacting on due process. So maybe this was, for us, the most interesting part that we had not mapped before. But there is a number of issues that are impacting due process. You can move to the next slide. And last but not least, gender, race, diversity issues, and LGBT issues. These are points that have been identified that are relevant as well. So with this effort, we believe that we have more information in front of us to move to work stream 2, which will be dedicated to implementing the language that hopefully will be part of ICANN's bylaws on human rights. And with the table in front of us, I think that issues related to which instruments are relevant to our discussion, for instance, which international instruments, and which policies that we need to tackle first, I think that the goal of the table is to do a broad mapping, and after this broad mapping, it will be up for work stream 2 to discuss and define which are the particular human rights that are being more impacted and which ones we can tackle first and give priority in our work. But I think that the table is just a contribution, but maybe it will be a starting point that is useful to you in the GAC, in your discussions as well. But thank you very much, and I excuse myself that I will need to leave. But if you have any questions, maybe we can take questions about the table now and after I need to leave, if you have any questions.
Thanks very much for that presentation. I see no questions, so appreciate it very much. It's very clear and well set out in the table, and as you say, it's a living document, so we will follow the work closely. Thank you.
We are looking forward as well to GAC input. I think that maybe the part of the community that probably we discussed last when we developed the table is you in the GAC. So I'm going to forward it to you, Mark, if you can share with your GAC colleagues and we can have input, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, that's a great idea. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marilia. And to make matters even a bit more concrete, next slide, please. I would like to give the floor to a very important contributor to subgroup 2, Arti Bafana, who has mapped some specific cases in which ICANN is impacting human rights. Arti, please.
Thanks,
go ahead.
Thanks, Niels. This is Arti Bhavna for the record. Next slide, please. Next slide. Okay, so this subgroup is looking at certain cases. There are four cases right now. One is the new rules under UDRP. Then there's the Names Collision Management Framework, the Geographic Regions Review, and the Rights Protection Mechanism in all GTLDs. Next slide, please. So the subgroup is basically looking at specific parts of these policies as well as specific cases within them. Under the UDRP, they're looking at the new rules that have been in place since July of 2015. This is a very controversial policy with substantive concerns such as the freedom of expression, as well as procedural concerns like